Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. As winter descended over the WGXC broadcast area, I started to experience malaise. Without the energy required to dine out, I decided to change course and stock up on food to eat at home. So I picked up two grocery shopping companions and headed to the Hawthorne Valley Farm Store at 327 County Route 21C in Ghent, New York. The Hawthorne Valley Farm Store is part of the Hawthorne Valley Association.
Anthroposophy,
a group of institutions operated by anthroposophists, or people who follow the social and agrarian ideology of Rudolf Steiner.
Anthroposophists.
This was discussed as we drove past the affiliated Waldorf school and into the farm store parking lot. Inside, we pass through the produce section.
While I smell the pizza.
With an array of gourds and other seasonal produce.
Produce looks gorgeous though.
Yeah. Oh, coconut milk, there's a sale actually.
I found an auspicious stack of coconut milk on sale and placed many cans of it in my cart. My shopping companions and I looked at an array of maple syrup and honey.
From Ghent, so it's local.
Local honey, always good, right?
Before moving on to the nut butter dispensers.
Fresh peanut butter.
Love fresh peanut butter. Pretty impressive. They've got honey roasted, salted, unsalted, hazelnuts,
but
almonds.
There are several nut butter machines, which are clear so that you can see the nuts inside.
Some of the nuts, like the honey roasted, seem to be like covered in sugar. And then it grinds in a machine so that when it comes out as butter.
Each one contains a different type or flavor of nut, which it grinds into nut butter and dispenses for the customer. A majority of the products sold at the Hawthorne Valley Farm Store are either produced locally or produced by the Hawthorne Valley brand, which has its own bakery, creamery, and line of fermented products. One full aisle is dedicated to vitamins, and generally, it has the feel of a health food store or a co-op.
We are circling together.
In a corner, next to the nut butter, we found a self-serve kombucha tap.
What turns people off from kombucha is that it can feel like really heavy and pungent when you like get that sip in.
With various flavors of Aqua Vitae brand kombucha.
Wait, the peach is absolutely, it tastes exactly like a peach.
And small paper cups for sampling.
It's like bringing me back to like kind of like.
Pineapple can really brighten up.
Brighten and tighten.
I zigzagged across three aisles to the boxed cereal section to pick out a bag of Michelle's granola, spelled with one L, which has a crumbly texture and tastes vanilla-y. Past bulk bins of beans and other dried pantry items, we came to the dairy section, where I picked out a half gallon of Highland Farm whole milk from New Jersey. My shopping companions inspected the prepared foods, which we plan to consume after checking out.
They have chicken marbella, sesame orange tofu, mashed sweet potatoes, and sauteed broccolini.
I got pizza.
I lived upstate for so long, like, I don't do pizza up here.
Which is served on round metal trays inside of a warming container.
Yeah, it's reminding me of, like, Chuck E. Cheese, and that's what I want right now.
And two chunks of chicken thighs under a label that read, Chicken Marbella.
The chicken marbella has arrived.
What's marbella? Oh, there's capers.
And contained capers and olives. My shopping companions also got chicken.
Okay, Rich is going for the fried tofu.
As well as fried tofu, sauteed broccolini.
And turkey noodle.
Turkey noodle.
And a beef barley.
And a beef and barley soup. On the other side of the hot prepared foods,
kale and beet salad,
there were cold prepared items,
roasted Brussels sprouts,
like kale Caesar salad,
and cranberry ginger chutney.
In a separate refrigerated shelf, closer to the checkout line, there are other cold prepared items that are pre-wrapped, like noodles, sandwiches, and overnight oats.
I love, like, I don't know why, but I just love, this reminds me of, like, my first days working. Like, I would always eat, like, packaged sandwiches like this.
My shopping companion examined a hummus sandwich, which brought back childhood memories. The items in our cart included chocolate-covered almonds, Hawthorne Valley Farm Store brand Fig Newton adjacent cookies.
I got your cookies. Don't you worry.
Yuzu ginger flavored seltzer. Curry chicken salad.
Okay, Shanika's getting a rotisserie chicken.
Michelle's granola. Two types of milk. Maple syrup.
Purple sweet potatoes. I'm making sweet potato pie.
Purple sweet potatoes. And our prepared food. My pizza slice fell over onto the conveyor belt at checkout. So that the crust was touching it as it traveled towards the register.
My pizza has basically touched like every surface of this store.
I asked the person ringing me up where the bakery was located.
Here, actually, if you want to talk to the gentleman right here about what you're requesting.
And he directed me to someone else.
Is it here?
Yeah, it is.
Who answered that the Hudson Valley Bakery, which supplies the store with bread and pastries, was just behind some swinging doors beyond the produce section. I found my shopping companion sitting at a table outside. They were already finished eating.
So the good. Pizza is...
It's just simple.
No, like the flat crust.
I tried the part of my pizza that hadn't touched the conveyor belt.
The tomato sauce is like pink, as though maybe they like mix it with cheese or something. And
the chicken marbella.
Is it like cooked in wine or something?
Yeah.
Which was juicy and tangy in a savory wine sauce. I tasted the tofu.
I'm enjoying the sesame tofu, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not a big tofu person, but I thought I'd get a few.
What's the texture like?
Firm.
Mm-hmm. It's like kind of like
dense.
Firm.
Which had gotten cold.
Very subtle orange.
And had a hint.
Is there like a sauce or like the oranges?
Of orange glaze.
Just
like a little orange sauce.
What about the broccolini?
No, totally. It's like perfectly cooked. Covered in garlic, which we love.
Anything that we didn't eat got composted. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.